The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
2022, I was deposed from the office of Prime Minister of Great Britain. I tried to save our country from the doom loop it is now in.
We set out a vision for a low-tax, high-growth economy that would take advantage of the freedoms of Brexit.
I was blamed for a market crisis that was not my fault. The deep state and their allies in the media and politics tried to destroy me because I challenged their decades-long failure. Now I'm back. I will expose the people who brought me down. I will take on the deep state. I will tell the truth about what is happening in our country and across the West. Tune in to the Liz Truss Show every Friday. Tune in to the counter-revolution.
So that was 49-day Prime Minister of the UK, Liz Truss, who, as you've heard, is back. Last Friday marked the beginning of the Liz Truss Show on YouTube, where the former Prime Minister hopes to rail against what she calls the deep state. So what are the key messages from Britain's shortest-lived Prime Minister? Well, Enda Brady, international TV anchor with TRT World, is on the line. Enda, good morning.
Good morning, Pat, and thanks for not trying to silence me with the deep state. I'm trying not to laugh here.
Okay.
Good now, God.
You have been monitoring this, so what we'll do is we'll give... It's not fair to review it without giving a sample to our listeners. So what we'll do is we'll play a few clips and then we'll get your assessment of this latest Truss production. First of all, her assessment on the current state of Britain.
You'd have to be watching the fake news BBC or living on Elon Musk's Mars mission to not know that Britain is going to hell in a handcart. Despite the valiant efforts of a certain Prime Minister to get things on the right track in 2022, this country seems to have a death wish. Our economy is in meltdown. Industrial towns are in a worse state than ever before. The last vestiges of a once proud British industry, steel towns, mill towns, car towns, are being killed off by eco-zealots. Small businesses are dying. Big businesses are leaving. People are having to pull their own teeth out because they can't get a dentist.
People pulling their own teeth out because they can't get a dentist. But who exactly is to blame for Britain ending up like this?
This calamity, the fall of Britain, the fall of England, the fall of London, is being presided over by a governing elite who hate our country. It's not just the dismal Labour Party and the charisma-free zone that is Keir Starmer. It's the Conservatives in name only, who wanted to be the heirs to Blair. It's the Communist Greens, Zach Polanski, who is the British answer to New York Mayor Mandami, without the American teeth. It's the bureaucrats who've been captured by the left and the judiciary, who are a self-perpetuating oligarchy. This deep state has amassed more and more power.
There is, however, some good news coming to us thanks to the BBC.
I think the best news that we've had in the last month is that President Trump is suing them for all they're worth. I'd rather my licence fee money went to Trump media than Trotskyite media.
And then, of course, the EU, alas, has got to shoulder some of the blame.
This self-loathing, actually, just really not liking the idea of Britain. I think this is behind a lot of the EU love, is that people just don't want to be associated with the entity that's Britain.
And then there's one final question to sell the Liz Truss show.
Is it possible for us to have a Trump-style revolution? Well, I think all the ingredients are there. We've got a public who is fed up and frustrated. We've got people, including the people that I've had on my show, who are ready to start taking action, who want to stand and be involved in politics, who might want to work in the bureaucracy, who might want to take on some of those institutions. What I want the Liz Truss show to be is somewhere where these counter-revolutionaries can come together, can share their ideas, and we can get ready for what will be, I hope, a momentous period in our history.
So that's just a sample of some of the stuff that Liz Truss has been going on with. The first thing you'd have to say, Enda, she cannot read a script.
No, there's many things she can't do, Pat. Look, she shouldn't have been anywhere within an ass's roar of Downing Street. Look, one thing where she mentions the doom loop Britain is in, Britain's not in a good place right now, and it's because of Brexit and people like her who campaigned viciously and vociferously for it. So it's time to take ownership. I mean, It's so bad. Watch this before it gets removed off YouTube. Seriously. It's like Benny Hill sat down with Basil Fawlty to create some comedy politician and put them up for our entertainment. And it's really sad that this is where someone who held one of the big offices of state in Europe, Prime Minister of Britain, and this is what she's now resigned to.
I mean, she mightn't even be a footnote in history. She's so... Such a minuscule figure on the political landscape in Britain. But people will look back at this period and see Boris Johnson and Liz Truss and the like, and they'll probably hold them in the same historical bracket as Trump, you know, the person who should never have been in high office.
Yes, and yes, you know, there is a system in place which she rails against and she calls it the deep state. There's an intelligence system in place to make sure that when a dud ends up in Downing Street, they get removed very, very quickly. 49 days. Look, I think once we get past all the kind of fake news that she's banging on about and people who she says hate this country, I think all I see, I'll tell you what, Pat, I'm on the tube every morning at 6 a.m. heading into London. I see Irish people. I see young Ukrainian fellas. I see Asian people, black people, all colours and creeds, working, getting out there, trying their hardest and doing their best. They're not making YouTube videos. I think what Liz Truss is trying to do here is to ingratiate herself with the MAGA movement in America and get her some sort of well-paid corporate political gig in the United States, because in England, she's toast. She's absolutely toast here.
Now, it didn't start well. It was supposed to be launched last Friday at 6 o'clock. No sign of it. Eventually, it turned up at 7. And I think it was The Guardian who suggested that she hadn't worked out. She hadn't got the ability to change her clock from British summertime to wintertime.
Or she was struggling with the old YouTube uploads. And, you know, it happens to us all. But it's not often I'm lost for words, Pat, but it is so bad. And you just wonder who is advising her. And, you know, she bangs on about the people of this country. Well, they had their say at the last election and they booted her out. Because people now are paying mortgage rates that are 2-3% higher than before her disastrous mini budget or fiscal event, as she called it. I mean, how she can even set foot in public in the UK is beyond my comprehension.
Well, it turns out that she can, because no one recognises her anymore. She's not a personality as such. I was reading there that she went racing in Goodwood and nobody recognised her. You know, she wasn't
the TV cameras. Yeah, ITV. They were filming in the paddock and she was in there. And then one of the presenters, once the presenter on the ground had missed who she was, one of the presenters back in the studio clocked that this was a former prime minister. I mean, when you think, you know, Tony Blair's not going to go racing and not get recognised, or Gordon Brown, or Theresa May, or God forbid, even Boris Johnson. But that's where Liz Truss is now.
Now, she said in this podcast or YouTube show, we live in a crime-ridden, socialist, Islamist dystopia. If they made Yes Minister today, Sir Humphrey would be a radicalised trans activist.
Yes. Where do we even begin with this? Look, Downing Street is working and functioning, and Keir Starmer is doing his job, and Zelensky was in town yesterday, Macron came over, Merz was in from Germany. You know, you just couldn't imagine the state of Europe now if someone like Liz Truss was in number 10 Downing Street. But, you know, she just comes across as a tragically bitter, failed figure. And it's such a shame. I mean, I actually thought she was a reasonably competent minister when she was doing the environmental stuff about a decade ago. But this is where she is now.
One of the texts coming in, someone who actually took the time out to watch this, I saw that video and I swear to God, I thought it was one of those AI fake videos. Are you telling me now it's real?
It's like Ted and Dougal decided that they'd form a political party on Craggy Island, and then Father Jack created a YouTube account and they let him on it. It's absolutely insane. Seriously, watch it before it gets cancelled or the deep state intervenes, Pat.
Yeah, she's using all of the catchphrases of the Trump regime, you know, calling people communists who are not, and then talking about fake news. That's one of her mantras as well. Attacking the BBC, which always seems to go down well with a certain cohort of people. But you think it's all about trying to find an income somehow?
Absolutely. Yeah, click, like, subscribe. I think she's casting one eye. Johnson makes a small fortune doing appearances and after dinner speeches and hoovers up money. And I think she's quite envious of Boris Johnson's income streams. And I think she's trying to get herself into America. She's been to Trump rallies before. She's been pictured wearing MAGA hats. So I think what she's trying to do is create relevance for herself in America. But the last I looked, I think she's got 5,000 followers. I mean, I'm just Joe Blogg's average fella from Enniscorthy. I think I've 90,000 subscribers on YouTube. So maybe she'll find me on YouTube. But good luck to her. It's a very, very sad path for a former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom.
But isn't there a terrible problem in Britain that even the Labour Party, which campaigned against Brexit, can't bring itself to actually lay it down? Look, the problems we're in now, the reason we have to raise taxes and we're trying to pay better social welfare and all of that, the reason is Brexit and we want to go back into Europe or at least into the customs union. Why can't they simply say that?
They will in time. I think what Starmer's trying to do now is survive past May, these local elections. Starmer wants to survive past May. And I think the next conversation, 4 years' time, Labour will build their offering to the UK public around getting back into the European Union. That's my prediction.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was listening to the Rest is Politics podcast and how the Greens are making something of a resurgence. But of course, first past the post with single seat constituencies always leaves you vulnerable to showing well in the polls and getting very few seats.
Yeah, precisely. You know, Farage is flying high at the moment, but where will he be in 4 years' time? And I still think there will be a Labour government or a Labour-led coalition government in 4 years' time here. Starmer may not be the person to lead it, but I still think the way the polling is going and first past the polls, I still think Labour will be in with a very strong chance. But Liz Truss, I mean, God bless her. As you say, Pat, a footnote in history.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.